Building a personal brand is all about serving your audience, educating, enlightening, entertaining your consumers. It's all about communication. I think nowadays marketers are focused on algorithms, automation, and they forget human connection.
Welcome to the Agency Hour podcast, where we help web design and digital agency owners create abundance for themselves, their teams, and their communities. This week, we're joined by Vladimir Botsvadze. Vladimir is a world-renowned social media influencer, keynote speaker, startup advisor, and internet personality who drives growth and positions brands as market leaders in their industries. In this episode, we discuss brand building and marketing using AI. We also discuss the importance of remaining consumer-centric, adapting to the reality of the marketplace, and so much more. If you're looking to define your personal brand and target audience, this episode is for you. I'm Johnny Flash. Stay with us. Hey, Vladimir, how's it going?
Hi, Johnny. It is a pleasure to be a guest on your podcast and many thanks for this invitation. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great as well. It's so great to have you here. And I wanted to talk a little bit, you know, AI is like going crazy right now. All I hear about is AI. I was at a board meeting for the college nearby. They're talking about AI last night. They're talking about AI earlier today on my meetings. Like, everybody's just talking about AI. And obviously, you know, as agency owners, we're all trying to like put out helpful content. Some of us have personal brands. Like, I'm Johnny Flash. I run Johnny Flash Productions. So there's like there's a personal brand, but then there's also kind of the corporate brand, you know, and that kind of stuff. So I thought we could just talk a little bit about, because I know you have a lot of experience with this, with personal branding and, you know, content creation and AI, right? So when should we use AI? When should we not use AI? Like, are we going to get penalized? Is Google going to come out and just penalize us? Like, hey, you created that with AI. Like, we're done with you or whatever. Like, give me your take on it.
Well, you know, I think you should strike while the iron is hot, because it is probably the best time in the history of mankind to be successful, to create great content. I think when I started my journey in 2014 on Twitter, I attended some conferences in Dubai in 2014. It was March or April, and I listened to speakers. I understood how important it was to build a personal brand. I instantly hit the ground running on Twitter. So I built my following from zero followers to 57,000 followers from 2014 to 2020 by working 16 hours a day in 6 years. So I won a few awards in 2015, 2017, 18. I was recognized among top 100 B2B marketing influencers, digital transformation influencers. I was ranked number one marketing influencer in 2020 by Thinkers360. So I was using... I was building my personal brand organically without ChatGPT and generative AI tools, you know. So I think it is much easier now, Johnny, to stand out in this noise marketplace, because I'm also an award judge for the Webby Award, and I see how there is a battle going on for American brands to win consumers' attention, you know. So I think... AI can help you create better content. It can reduce your costs. It can improve your efficiency. So I think what I see nowadays is that my friends at Techstars and all over the world, wherever I contribute as a mentor, they are building multi-million and billion-dollar startups through creating content by AI, because AI helps them create great content, you know. So I think it's better nowadays. I think anyone should create consistently on a daily basis, like 40, 50, 60 pieces of content across 6, 7, 8 social media channels, you know. There are probably...
You said 40 or 50 a day, you said?
Yes, 40, 50.
Whoa, okay. Well, we're going to have to dive into that, because I that sounds overwhelming to me, but I believe you. I was just thinking as you were talking that... kind of like when the smartphone came out, you know, I tell my kids, like, back when I was in high school and college, there was no smartphone and it was totally different. And I think this AI thing is going to be kind of like that too, right? Where it's going to be like, back in the old days, we had to, like, kind of what you were saying, we had to do organic marketing and all these things without AI. And then there's going to be a point where in a few years from now, we're going to be like, how did we do it without AI? Because it's going to be such a different thing. But let's talk about that pieces of content that you mentioned. Like, so how would you recommend if I wanted to create 40, 50, 60 pieces of content in a day with AI, like what does that look like? Can you give me a little more detail there?
Imagine, Johnny, just imagine that, you know, since 2014, I have sent more than 130,000 tweets. I have posted more than 60,000 times on Instagram. I have capitalized on WordPress, Tumblr, Medium, Blogger, the rest of blogging and micro-blogging platforms to tell my story. So marketing is all about telling your story, you know? Market, because you know, we are in the streaming economy nowadays. We literally watch Netflix and we watch no ads. We listen to Spotify, no ads. Amazon Prime, no ads. Disney Plus, no ads. Podcast, no ads. Audiobooks, no ads. Just imagine that consumers are willing to pay more not to consume ads because advertising steals our time, Johnny. Advertising steals our time, you know? So, it's all about storytelling. It's all about direct communication. It's all about positioning your brand as a media company and to forget you are a salesperson because nobody cares about sales pitches on social media. So we need to forget that we are salesy on social media and we need to become marketers, brand builders, communicators. So communication dictates everything that is going on in this world. You know, since 2000, more than 62% of Fortune 500 brands have disappeared from the list since 2000, Johnny. Because why? Because they have not adapted to the reality of the marketplace. Because still in 2024, they are marketing like it is 1995, 2005, 2010. They disregard consumers. They disregard personal branding. They totally depend on a backward-looking advertising like Blockbuster. Because when I was a new kid on the block, you know, Manassas, Virginia, when I was 18, 19, when I was working in Virginia, I used to see a Blockbuster store in my neighborhood because it was still popular to rent a DVD to watch films. So Blockbuster board members, they sat in the board, the smart people who made billions of dollars, and they were considering buying Netflix for $50 million. They did not buy. They saw that, you know, this fourth industrial revolution is not going to affect our business. They totally invested all their money in advertising. They went out of business and lost market share, you know, because they did not adapt it. They did not adapt to the reality of the marketplace. This is a problem that majority of brands don't adapt. Like for example, hospitality brands did not adapt to the reality of the marketplace because Airbnb disrupted them. Because nowadays, speed and convenience win all the time. So I prefer Airbnb over those luxury and exorbitant and extortionate hotel brands, you know. So I think Brian Chesky is more curious, open-minded, directly communicates with Airbnb's users through X, formerly Twitter. That's why he has become dominant, because of this curiosity and open-mindedness, you know. But I don't think that you remember anybody from hospitality brands where their executives directly communicate with consumers on social media. I don't remember anybody, you know. But so this is open-mindedness, personal branding. Even Elon Musk, Tesla doesn't have an advertising department. And in the last 15 years, Tesla has depended on a strong personal brand of Elon Musk because he communicates, he shares product updates with Tesla's owners on X, you know. So this built his community, this has built his trust. That's why nowadays Tesla's brand value is $71 billion, followed by Toyota at $30 billion, Mercedes-Benz and BMW, $23 billion and $22 billion. So personal branding is the ultimate marketing strategy in 2024. It's all about emotional connection with your consumers, you know?
Hey, digital marketers, this one's for you. I've got 30 seconds to tell you about Wix Studio, the web platform for agencies and enterprises. So here are a few things you can do in 30 seconds or less when you manage projects on Wix Studio. Work in sync with your team on one canvas. Reuse templates, widgets, and sections across sites. Create a client kit for seamless handovers and leverage best-in-class SEO defaults across all of your Wix sites. All right, time's up, but the list keeps going. Step into Wix Studio to see more.
I love it. If we can dig a little bit deeper on that, because I'm totally with you on that. And I think, obviously, you've had great success with this in your own story. But I think some of our agency owners that are listening to this, they're kind of sometimes like, and I think I fall into this myself. It's like, you know, I tell myself, like, no one wants to hear my story. I don't know what to talk about. Like, it can feel kind of intimidating to like put out that much content. And it can also feel like, man, it's going to take a lot of time. So talk a little bit, like, you know, if the agency's listening, the agency owner's listening, and they build websites, they do maybe SEO or Google Ads, they do some other like digital marketing for, you know, clients, like, what story should they be telling on social media? Like, can we unpack that a little bit more? Because I think sometimes it's just like, you kind of are not sure what to post. And I think that's part of the hurdle, I think.
So just imagine that is a last social media. It is a reactionary business, Johnny. You know, it is all about listening and responding, listening and responding. But majority of brands and agency owners treat social media like they treated TV, billboards, magazines, offline marketing channels. You know, so social media is a two-way communication. TV is a one-way communication. You know, majority of brands were in the pushing business in the last 150 plus years, but social media is all about pulling. It's all about communication. It's all about showing your heart, showing your face, showing your smile, you know? So I think many open-minded entrepreneurs capitalized on social media to tell their stories, to create content that is in followers' best interest. It is very important, Johnny, to create content that is in followers' best interest, you know? So building a personal brand is all about serving your audience, you know? But so it's all about educating, enlightening, entertaining your consumers. It's all about communication. You know, gratitude drives personal brand building, gratitude, you know? So when I embarked on my Twitter journey, in 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017. Actually, you know, I had 7,000 followers at the end of 2014. So in 2015, I already had 50,000, 2016, 25,000, and 2017, 45,000. So I gained momentum. Johnny, I won awards. I was invited as a guest on podcasts. Then I started judging awards because I'm consumer-centric. I'm not competitor-centric. I'm audience-centric. And the reason why for example, nowadays, Johnny, when you Google digital marketing keynote speaker, my website, vladimirbotvate.com, is ranked number one on Google, Johnny. Number one on Google, you know, because I never worked on SEO, but if I'm earning someone's trust on podcasts or in magazines, I'm also earning Google's trust. So I have never worked on SEO, but I have built my authority. I have built my reputation. If people don't like personal branding, they should call it reputation, because reputation is decisive nowadays. So I have been a guest on 60 podcasts. I have 50 media interviews. I have been featured in more than 50 global magazines. So 150 sticky engagements worldwide. So I think I have been building my personal brand by leaps and bounds through passion, long-term thinking, patience, communicating with my audience. And I have never sold any programs in the Beko conference room because I give away my best advice for free. Whether I tweet, whether I speak, or wherever I contribute, I always want my audience to win, you know?
Love it. So, and that's great. That's great. I love the education, enlightening, and entertaining, you know, communication kind of stuff. What does that look like on a practical level in terms of like, I'll just give out a few examples and tell me if I'm in the right, like ballpark, right? So, entertaining might be, hey, we did this thing as a team, or we went to this place, or I did this thing with my kids, totally off topic, right? But entertaining. Then educational might be like, hey, here's five things you can do to your Google business profile to like get you more visibility or something like that. So I'm providing some like helpful tips. Talk to me.
Yeah. You know, I think, even if you attend, you know what Steve Jobs said, right? People who know what they're talking about, they don't need PowerPoint, right? So I know my content, so I don't need visual help, you know, to read from slideshows and PowerPoint presentations, you know, from slides. You know, I rarely use slides when I speak, right? Because I practice what I preach. I have built my personal brand. I'm a practitioner of my craft. I know what is happening across 8-10 social media channels. There are 8.1 billion people in the world and 5.1 billion social media users. Just imagine that power, Johnny, the power from Madison Avenue, Wall Street, big advertising agencies has shifted dramatically to human beings. Nowadays, everyone has a voice. Everyone is a media company, Johnny. Everyone is a media company, you know? So it is a very powerful. But so this has... this shift has created so many renowned and prominent self-made influencers. Elon Musk's success is self-made, right? Because he has disrupted traditional automakers through building his personal brand, because he directly communicates with the Tesla's owners. That's why, and still, you know, when I check out Elon Musk's X account, it is incredible how he engages with followers. You know, he can retweet anyone. He can share their posts. You know, he can comment on their tweets. It is incredible. That's why we put Elon on a pedestal, because he's down to earth, because he's never on his high horse as a majority of executives and directors at top organizations, because they rarely communicate and interact with their consumers and followers. But conversely, Elon is down to earth. Elon loves communicating. That's why he's the greatest entrepreneur of our generation, you know?
Yeah, amazing, amazing entrepreneur, super inspiring. And the fact that he's running like 2, 3, 4 big companies between Tesla and SpaceX and X, you know, Twitter, you know, all these things. It's just like, it's amazing. I don't even know how he sleeps. Maybe he doesn't sleep. Maybe he's got a secret formula that he's going to release to us, you know?
I think, Johnny, I think whoever is consumer centric, they are dominant in their domains, you know? And so I think Elon is consumer centric, right? Elon is not competitor centric. Elon is consumer centric. That's why he's close to consumers through communicating with them on X, right? So it is remarkable, a great example to follow for us. And I still imagine that so many big brands will lose market share in the foreseeable future, because you know that at top accelerators, so many AI startups are being built, and they will drive those slow big brands out of business, because speed and convenience win all the time, you know?
So let's circle back to AI with what we're talking about with the social media, the personal brand, being consumer centric, you know, communicating directly with your audience. How does AI play into all that? Because on the surface, it seems like AI is kind of the opposite of that, right? It's the canned messages. It's the written by the bots. It's the not personal. It feels kind of impersonal. So how do we mix the use AI, but have the personal brand that's consumer centric?
Well, you know, I think nowadays marketers are focused on algorithms, automation, and they forget human connection, you know? So I think it's all about acquiring and retaining. Retention and lifetime value are everything nowadays, Johnny. Lifetime value and retention. So for me, everything is all about retention, right? Because when I started building my following on X, it has never been a walk in the park, right? But I have shown fortitude, determination, patience. So I have grown my following because of retention and lifetime value, Johnny, you know? So I think, what about AI, right? Global AI market value is expected to reach $267 billion by 2027. Only 28% of companies use AI for marketing purposes. Only 28%, Johnny, you know? And only 12% of businesses use AI for content creation. It's very low. It's very low, Johnny. And so more than 40% of global businesses use AI to lower operational costs. And I think that 84% of global business organizations believe that AI gives them a competitive advantage, you know? I believe that, it is very interesting that 38% of human workforce globally will be replaced by AI and by 2030, and 375 million professionals will switch other careers by 2030. Just imagine that anyone in marketing, coding, copywriting is replaced 85% by generative AI. Johnny, and 50% is your personal brand. 50%, you know? So 50% is all about emotional connection, Johnny, you know? Because if I'm a marketer and if I build my personal brand, if I have an emotional attachment to the world, I will not be replaced by generative AI, because this world loves picking my brain because of this emotional connection. But if you are a copywriter, coder, a blogger, marketer, and you never built your personal brand, and you don't have emotional attachment to the world, you will be replaced by generative AI because of you never built your personal brand and you don't have an emotional connection, emotional attachment. So emotional attachment and emotional connection is becoming decisive in this age of AI and automation, you know? So I think that AI, you know, I think total contribution of AI to the global economy will be in the ballpark of $50.7 trillion by 2030. And nowadays, 77% of people use a service or device that is AI powered. And 62% of B2B and 38% of B2C or businesses plan to use AI for content generation. For content generation to assist their marketing efforts in the foreseeable future. Just imagine that, as I mentioned, that only 12% of businesses use AI for content creation. Nowadays, 60% of organizations, more than 60%, are planning to use generative AI tools to assist their marketing efforts, you know. So I think that 64% of businesses expect AI to increase productivity, and chatbots, for example, save businesses 2 hours and 20 minutes, and half of US mobile users use voice search every day. Half of US mobile users, you know, it's remarkable. So I think we see nowadays we use AI everywhere nowadays, Johnny, you know, everywhere, device, mm-hmm. service. So I think AI is becoming a competitive advantage for global brands, you know?
Yeah. And I think it's those who are able to use AI to its fullest extent, because AI still needs some direction, right? And I was looking at a prompt yesterday of, you know, you can give a very general description of like, hey, make this generative image for me. And if you're vague, you get kind of like lackluster results. When you write in the descriptive paragraph of what you're looking for and the details and stuff, you can get some really amazing results. And so it's sort of a little bit of a junk into AI, junk out of AI. But if you put good stuff into AI, you can get some really amazing results. And so I feel like as agency owners, as digital marketers, we have to be, like you said, kind of on the forefront of using AI and getting good with AI, because that's going to keep us relevant, right?
Just imagine, Johnny, that ChatGPT 5.0's IQ will be in the somewhere 180, and Elon Musk's and Albert Einstein's IQ. Albert Einstein's IQ was 155, and Elon Musk's IQ is 155. Just imagine that ChatGPT 5.0's IQ will be 180, and you have ChatGPT in your pocket that is smarter than Elon Musk, you know?
So I've used ChatGPT a lot. I've used a few other AI tools, obviously, and it's kind of, like you said, embedded in a lot of the different things that we use in small ways. Siri here, Alexa there, different things like that. But what are some of your favorite AI tools that you're using or seeing a lot of people use?
Perplexity is a remarkable search engine powered by AI. So Perplexity garners information from 5, 6, 7 different websites. Remarkable generated AI tool. I think I use nowadays Perplexity more than Google search, because when you scroll down, you know, Perplexity also provides 4 or 5 different questions that I'm maybe interested in. So it is a remarkable tool. I think Mixo.io is also a great website builder, so you can build websites in 3 minutes without coding, you know. So Mixo.io has already built almost 3 million websites, Johnny. Mm. 3 million websites.
Mm. Wow. Awesome. I know we're coming up here on the time. Is there any other tips that you want to leave our audience in terms of, this has been so helpful for me, and I'm already like, oh man, I need to talk to our social media person who helps with our social media of our agency.
Johnny, it's all about being curious on a daily basis. To show more patience in your journey, to be more flexible. Agility is decisive. You know, we need to have this curiosity, this lifelong learning, because I have been reading 400, 500 pages a day. And I also believe that it is all about being information smart, not book smart, because if you are information smart, it is your ultimate competitive advantage, because so much is changing every single day, you know? So you need to keep up yourself with the recent trends and recent news. And I also believe that empathy, active listening. I think the most successful businesses, the most successful startups, the people who have built their personal brands are in the listening business, because before I start speaking at global events, I listen to my audience across various social media channels, and I engage and I interact with audience. You know, so it is very important to show gratitude to our followers, because when I had 100 followers, 1,000 followers, 10,000 followers, 25,000 followers, I was showing gratitude. So I'm always down to earth. And I have never been on my high horse. No, I have been very down to earth, very humble, you know. So we also need to give more than we take. We need to be givers, not takers, because majority of people are takers nowadays. So if we want to win in the long term, we need to give more, you know.
Love it. So good. Man, this has been so helpful, Vladimir. I'm taking notes. If you see me typing, I'm taking notes here. So I can talk with our team internally about how we need to make some shifts. Love your analogies.
Thank you so much, John. You know, I'm very grateful to the United States. I have the best friends in the U.S. and I'm very proud of them. You know, when I moved to United States at the age of 18, I was involved in a summer exchange work and travel program, and I moved in 2006 from my country, Georgia, to the U.S. I was on cloud nine when I was given this amazing J1 visa, you know, And I moved to Washington, D.C., where I lived on the outskirts in Silver Spring in Maryland, you know. It was an amazing period for me. When I completed this training, then I moved to Manassas, you know, 35 minutes drive from D.C. So just imagine that an 18-year-old kid from Georgia is in D.C. It was a very transformational experience. So I started seeing the world faster, easier, clearer. Then I moved to New York City, which is the best melting pot in the world. So I'm very grateful to the U.S. from the bottom of my heart, to my friends for helping me to make my dreams come true. So I believe in giving back. So I mentor amazing startups and entrepreneurs at Techstars, you know.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much for all the input. This is super helpful and it's great to connect with you.
Yeah. So I believe that United States will have more disruptors because they live and breathe innovation, marketing, content creation. They communicate with their consumers, and it is what sets United States apart, because United States is the best at marketing without the shadow of a doubt, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining on. I won't tell Troy that you said the U.S. is better than Australia. Great talking with you, and I'll catch up with you soon. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Johnny, and please send my regards to your entire team, you know.
Thanks for listening to the Agency Hour podcast, and a massive thanks to Vladimir for joining us. Okay, folks, remember to subscribe and please share this with anyone who you think may need to hear it. I'm Johnny Flash. Let's get to work.